top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the evening news for today, Tuesday, 18th September 2018. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. In the headlines, we need to be in harmony with nature once more and agree with the culture, says Linton. Barbados today announced that it is phasing out machine-readable passports in favor of electronic passports, and Coca-Cola is planning to bring CDB marijuana beverages to Canada. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Need cash? Get a loan up to $10,000. Easy monthly payments with up to 24 months to repay. Only with Quartz Ready Cash. It's quick, easy, hassle-free, and no security required. All you need to walk with is one form of valid picture ID, a recent job letter, and payslip, proof of address, and the names of three references. Visit your nearest Quartz location for more information. Get a Ready Cash loan today.
And we're back. According to local coordinator of the Adventist Development and Relief Agency, ADRA, Nurse Priscilla Prevo, the agency has commenced on work for four churches out of the 28 which were damaged due to the passage of Hurricane Maria on September 18th, 2017.
We have a risk management insurance with the church, and they came in subsequent to the hurricane and did assessments and have made payoff to the churches, and so they have that sort of assistance to rebuild. So we have the Roseau Church, we have the Bourne Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Bend Seventh-day Adventist Church. These churches are on their way with their restructuring and rebuilding.
Speaking to the media recently, Nurse Prevo explained the assistance provided by international agencies like Maranatha Volunteers International, which helped in the rebuilding of many other churches in Dominica.
The burial church was completely destroyed. That church was initially sponsored by Maranatha Volunteers International, and they have undertaken to do that church along with some other churches. So as we speak, we do not have volunteers on the ground right now. The last set of volunteers left at the end of July, and they're expected to be back in November. So at this moment, the walls are up. There is a steel frame building, and the entire frame is up, and when they get back, the roof and the rest of the work will continue.
That was local coordinator of the Adventist Development and Relief Agency, ADRA, Nurse Priscilla Prevo. And the Police Welfare Association has categorically revoked and condemned all threats made to police by citizens with criminal intent. According to reports, certain male individuals posted threats via social media to police officers and their families at random. Chairman of the PWA and the police corporal, Jefferson Drygo, says discussions have been held at length with the Commissioner of Police on this matter. As a result, the individuals and the public have been warned at large that the police force will not tolerate such threats from anyone, and such individuals will be dealt with swiftly.
On Tuesday, 14th August 2018, certain male individuals posted threats on social media directed to police officers and their families. The executive and members of the Police Welfare Association takes this opportunity to condemn the threats posted on social media at the police and, in particular, the families. We are extremely concerned about the situation, and we are calling on those individuals to desist from posting threats directed at the police, and to avoid a repeat of that in the future. The executive had a meeting with the chief of police and his gazetted officers, where we discussed at length the threats posted on social media at the police and the families. And at that meeting, certain decisions were taken in light of the threats.
That was the chairman of the PWA and police corporal, Jefferson Drygo. And 1 year after Hurricanes Irma and Maria, The UN Development Program, UNDP, helped mobilize US $25 million and supported the revision and use of improved building codes and restored over 800 buildings for the people in Dominica and Antigua and Barbuda, which were some of the countries hit hardest by two powerful back-to-back hurricanes that devastated several Caribbean islands a year ago. The initiative provided training and emergency employment to 400 people in Dominica, 42% of them being women, and 28 in Antigua and Barbuda. Nearly 1,000 contractors were trained in more resilient recovery techniques to build back better, with $5 million of support from the government of People's Republic of China to Dominica and Antigua and Barbuda. The UNDP partnered with national and local governments and several organizations to install and instill new, more resilient roofs in devastated houses. In Dominica, 488 buildings were restored, including three schools, five healthcare centers, and essential government buildings, in addition to the main hospital and the state college. In Dominica, Antigua and Barbuda, UNDP partnered with Microsoft, which provided a tailored app and tablets that enabled the swift damage assessment of over 30,000 buildings. Governments and partners had thousands of tons of debris removed, enabling a recovery process in essential roads, schools, and tourism sites. In Dominica, this meant re-establishing a healthy, safe living condition in targeted areas for more than 5,000 people. And the Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerritt, says that Dominica has rebounded quite well after the devastation of Hurricane Maria 1 year after Maria hit the country. He says it seems to be on a functional stage and it seems to be making more progress, but there is still a lot of work to be done.
I think all things considered, we have made considerable progress. We have been able to get back all our schools functional. We have been able to get electricity and water back to every community in the country. We have been able to help thousands of citizens have their homes recovered and repaired. We have signed contracts for several hundreds of housing units. Some of them have been constructed and are under construction. Now, one has to take into consideration, we had to do drawings. We had to acquire some private lands in some cases. There's tremendous surveys which are required to be done, and we're able to do all of these things in a quick period of time to get work started. And in many parts of the country, we have been able to build homes of citizens, and there are many homes that are under construction. Our agricultural program is back in full gear. We're exporting agricultural produce up to our various markets. Business activity in Dominica is largely back to normal. So one can say that there has been tremendous progress, and we have been able to mobilize the international and regional communities to our assistance and their commitments to significant sums of funds to assist us in building the world's first climate resilient nation.
The Prime Minister also says that there is a lot of positives to be thankful for. He also mentioned the progress being made by the hotel sectors.
So there are some positive signs. Obviously, there are challenges, and you always have challenges, far more after a Category 5 hurricane that impacted every facet of and sphere of our society, you know, and every family being impacted. So all things considered, I believe that we have done well, and based on what independent observers are saying, they too have recognized the efforts that we have made. We have to be grateful and thankful to the Almighty for where we are today. Only doing some improvements, it is also expanding. Jungle Bay is moving full steam. I expect it to open early next year. The first 60 rooms. The Marriott is on stream. Its construction is moving apace in Portsmouth. The Kempinski is also moving apace and is set to be open next year.
That was the Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerritt. And the leader of the opposition, Lennox Linton, addressed the general public at a press conference, which dealt with the praise and thanksgiving commemorating the first anniversary of Hurricane Maria. Mr. Linton then painted the realities of the country before Maria, posted the question of how to move forward. He says that as bad as Maria was, she wasn't all to blame for the current economic disposition, because we were already in a bad position before the storm.
As bad as she was, Maria is not to be blamed for all that we struggle with 1 year later. Before Maria, we were powerless in the face of galloping unemployment, grinding poverty, disappearance of the middle class, rising crime, and degradation of social services. We were the smallest and weakest economy in the independent states of the English-speaking Caribbean. We were the third most cancerous nation in the world. We had a spiraling non-communicable disease epidemic. We had lost half of our agricultural output in the last 18 years, and we were burdened with the biggest brain drain per capita in the Caribbean. Government could not facilitate the private sector as the engine of growth. It could not enhance the climate for doing business and creating jobs. We deposited a lot of money in the banks, but could not convince the banks to lend enough money from those deposits for productive purposes. Government could not diversify from traditional agriculture into non-traditional crops, promote exports, and increase in value added. Government could not enhance the tourism product and increase its income earning capacity. Government could not facilitate a reduction of energy costs so as to achieve a reduction of electricity tariffs and thereby secure an increase in the competitiveness and viability of business operations. And of course, there was no international airport, and there was no cruise ship village for any hurricane to destroy. We had neither of those.
He says that Maria did not change us, but rather it exposed us. He says we are a country born to shine in prosperity, and we need to get back to that because we have been disconnected.
Maria didn't change us. It exposed us for who we are. And we are people who have not yet succeeded in becoming who we are. We are citizens of Dominica, we know that. And we also know that we are a country born to shine as the nature island of the world, the Isle of Beauty, the Isle of Splendor. We sing the strains in our national anthems all the time. We have the rivers, we have the valleys, we have the hills, we have the mountains, we have the healthy lands and the pastures green and all the flowers of beauty. We are a nature island, the people. And our nature rejoices in unity of diversity. That makes us a united people. Nature thrives on equality and justice according to the rules of divine order. That makes us free people designed to rule, designed to live by the rule of natural law. Nature sustains itself in peace and in harmony, and that makes us self-sustaining, peaceful people living in harmony with the natural environment. Our message on this first anniversary of the passage of Maria is that we must pay attention to who we are and live the value and the benefits of who we truly are. A nature island people, God-fearing, strong, healthy, and as resilient as the natural environment in which we are blessed to live. But somehow, and especially in the last 18 years, we have allowed the political, religious, and other differences to stand in the way of us becoming the free, united, peaceful, harmonious, and self-sustaining people that we are. We have disconnected from that.
The opposition leader says that moving forward, we need to be in agreement with nature and its culture and not work against it if we are to be harmonized once more.
That all human beings are considered divine and deserve to be treated equally. Let us accept that nothing in nature lives for itself, and living for others is a rule of nature. Let us accept the responsibility to take care of ourselves as much as possible in the quest for lives of peace, freedom, and human dignity. Let us accept the challenge of living in harmony with nature, protecting the natural environment, recycling, conserving, using renewable energy systems. Let us accept the abundant blessings of land, water, and plants, and their importance in feeding us, in clothing us, in sheltering us, in life-supporting ways and allowing us to help other nations to do the same. That's the first culture. Agri-culture. Not our new culture. How do we feed and clothe and shelter ourselves with our nature island blessings, and how do we fund our participation in global affairs and our integration with the family of mankind by helping others to feed, clothe, and shelter themselves as well?
That was the leader of the opposition, Lennox Linton. And Barbados today announced that it is phasing out machine-readable passports in favor of electronic passports following a recommendation by the International Civil Aviation Authority, or ICAA, as a new standard to be adopted for travel document issuance. Chief Immigration Officer Wayne Marshall said that the e-passport is a biometrically enabled passport with a chip and antenna in the cover that increases the security features. It would be more difficult to replace an e-passport because there is a chip in the actual cover. Anyone seeking to replicate the passport would have to remove the chip and ensure that it is the same information as on the biodata page, he says. Marshall said that the chip would capture the same biometric information, facial representation, and biodata as the machine-readable passports. However, he noted that the computer chip in the cover could not be easily accessed, replicated, or changed, thereby enhancing the security feature of the passport. Marshall said that the more security features a passport has, the more accepted it is by countries around the world. Barbados is moving towards it because of security features and to maintain a high standard of the Barbados passport, he says, adding that the island ranks highest amongst Caribbean countries that do not require a visa for entry into countries. However, it is a standard which all Caribbean countries will have to meet over time. Once fully implemented, persons would not have a choice as to if they should get an e-passport or not, as the machine-readable passports would be phased out. Marshall also recommended that persons wait until their passports expire before applying for a new passport. The adult e-passports will be valid for the usual 10-year period, while the children's would be valid for 5 years. And exactly 1 month from today, millions of Canadians will be able to buy weed legally, and industry leaders across North America are racing to grab a slice of this massive new market. To this end, many major alcohol firms, including Canadian brewery Molson Coors and American distribution giant Constellation Brands, have already made massive investments in Canada's port industry, with an eye on bringing a variety of cannabis-infused alcoholic beverages to the market. The Coca-Cola company is reportedly close to linking a deal with Aurora Cannabis, one of the Canadian's largest cannabis producers, to create a new range of CBD-infused marijuana beverages designed to help fight inflammation and chronic pain. It is going to be more of the recovery drink category, says an anonymous source to the Bloomberg report. The partnership is likely to be lucrative considering the exploding popularity of CBD cannabis. The market for this non-psychoactive cannabinoid is expected to exceed $2 billion by 2020, and luxury hotels, restaurants, and spas are rushing to offer CBD-infused products to their customers. Coca-Cola has a special advantage in the cannabis sector, as around the world, a third of the weed consumers prefer Coke to any other leading soda brand, according to a recent survey. And this has been your news on the top of the hour. But first, here's a recap of the headline. We need to be in harmony with the nature once more and agree with the culture system, says Linton. Barbados today announced that it is phasing out machine-readable passports in favor of a new electronic passport. Coca-Cola is planning to bring a CBD marijuana beverages to Canada. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.